This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. The show is your connection to local music and more. It's all music today, some of it live from ensembles, a string quartet and a woodwind quintet from the East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra, the orchestra giving its spring concert this coming Sunday in Urbana. And we have two representatives of the Community Arts Resource based in St. Joseph, and they're here to talk about the summer music programs, community music programs, specifically Abandoned Chorus. We'll hear about that very shortly here on Live and Local. The ever-popular Gollywog's Cakewalk, which actually was originally a piano piece from part of a larger suite of pieces, Children's Corner, by Claude Debussy. A performance here by pianist Rich Ridenour with the Grand Rapids Symphony of Michigan, John Varineau, conducting here on Live and Local. Rich Ridenour was here a couple weeks ago before his appearance with the Danville Symphony Orchestra, and I've been sort of exploring a couple of CDs that he left with us. It is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. With me now, Ross Bundy, who is, Ross, I always forget what your title is. What are you?
I'm president.
You're president of the Community Arts Resource based in St. Joseph. And also with us, Rand McFarland, who is somebody I haven't seen in a very long time. He's a trombone player and one of the folks who plays with the summer band. And you guys also have a year-round community band?
We don't have a year-round community band, but we do different activities throughout the year. So Rand was involved in our jazz band that just finished its season here about a month ago. So,
and that's has been year-round or part of the year?
No, they're all just seasonal. But we tend to have music that's going all year round. It's just in different forms.
Well, maybe so. I mean something different. The jazz band goes during the school year?
The jazz band is only in the springtime.
Oh, just the spring. So that is seasonal.
Yes.
And so what was that like? This was the first time for this group, Rand. How did you enjoy it?
I always enjoy music. It was interesting to see a group starting from scratch with a range of musicians from young high school kids to retirees. But the fun thing was that it all came together. Everybody sat down and played the music, and they didn't fuss about who got to play what part or what music we were playing. Just got into the enthusiasm of being musicians.
And so what part did you get to play?
I was handed the third trombone part, which for an egotist could have been a real insult. And I thought, I'm here to do this because it's fun.
Yeah.
And so if a high school kid wants to play the first part, he needs the experience anyway.
And it would have been really difficult this year anyway. We had all of our trombonists were just exceptional. And so it was kind of, if you look at it as an insult, we would have been insulting everyone,
yeah.
You know, except for the first player. We had a fantastic group.
So somebody had to be insulted, as
That's
it
right.
were. Yeah.
Somebody had to be humble might be a better way of saying
that. Right. Well, you know, the high school kid can say, ah, that old guy had all the, he's been doing this for years. He's had that chance or something. You know, you can all, anybody can have a good time. That's the real point.
Well, when the music got too hard for the high school kids, they passed it around to the old guys.
Is that what happened?
That's the great thing about a band where people are there just to have fun. There's no competition about who gets to play which notes. It's just, can the whole band sound good?
Yeah.
And they did. We had a fantastic group.
And drawing from how far away? What kind of? How many
I think the longest person we had, the farthest person we had, was from Fisher. So it was about a 45-minute drive one way for him to come down.
So it really is not just when you say community, you don't just mean St. Joseph. You mean anybody who, in the sound of our voice, who wants to drive there.
That's right. If you're willing to attend the rehearsals and the concerts, you're more than welcome to come.
So you're here to talk about the summer programs, which you're registering for right now?
Yes, that's correct. We just started registration here about a month ago. We'll continue registration. Actually, we'll actually continue registration after we even start rehearsals. But we're having a big registration event this Thursday at the Prince of Peace Lutheran Church in St. Joseph from 5:30 to 7:30. So everyone's welcome to come out to that. Or they can register online at our website, or they can call me directly. My number is area code 217-469-0154, and I'll register them over the phone.
Say that again a little more slowly.
Phone number is area code 217-469-0154.
They're always telling us that when we're doing a pledge drive. Say the pledge number slowly so people remember it, and say it many, many times.
And our website, I didn't mention, is communityartsresource.org.
And that's a little easier to remember because we're talking about the Community Arts Resource. The summer band, you were here about a year ago to talk about. This was a new venture then.
That's right.
And you're continuing that with the curious. Are you staying with this curious name of Cartoons?
That's right. In fact, our summer band was named Cartoons. I was actually surprised that the majority of people voted for that name. But they did. We had a great time. And I was even more surprised when we formed the jazz bands. I let them pick the names. And the one that won was Cartoons Jazz. So our jazz band is actually named Cartoons as well.
And is that one the name that you voted for, Rand? Do you remember?
I don't remember, but I didn't really care. I thought the people who really care about this, I hope their vote counts more than mine. And it's sort of an inside joke, too.
Yeah.
I mean, we all know what CAR stands for, but everybody else thinks, wait, Bugs Bunny and Elmer Fudd?
Exactly. Because you don't see the spelling, you just hear CARTOONS, but it's capital C, capital A, capital R, Community Arts Resource Tunes.
TUNES.
TUNES. So it's very clever, but in any event. But in this year, you're also starting a chorus for the summer.
That's correct. So in addition to our summer band, we have a separate organization, a summer chorus, that we're really excited about. So those rehearsals, the band is going to rehearse on Tuesday nights. The chorus is going to rehearse on Thursday nights. Starting June through the middle of August, from 6:30 to 8 p.m. In St. Joseph at the Prince of Peace Lutheran Church again. And we have several concerts lined up. The band will actually do three, and the chorus will join us for the last two.
Well, let's talk about the concerts in just a little bit. First, you sent me a list of things that the band is planning to play this summer. Including this one that I imagine many folks will find familiar, and we'll leave it at that for the moment. We're talking with Ross Bundy and Rand McFarland with the Community Arts Resource based in St. Joseph here on Live and Local. That was the Colonel Bogey March by, this is a very good question. I thought I knew the answer to this, and the answer is always given as Kenneth J. Alford. But Ross Bundy tells me that wasn't really his name.
That's right.
Where did you get this information?
I got it off of Wiki, the source of all truth, right?
Well, how do I know? In that case, how do we know whether to believe you?
Well, they do have references on there, so.
And did you follow the reference?
No, I didn't in this case. I apologize. So,
all right. So you tell the answer, and we'll let our listeners do the research. How's that?
Yeah. That sounds fair. So it was actually written by Lieutenant F.J. Ricketts, who was a British military bandmaster. For the Royal Marines at Plymouth, but they discouraged people from having a life outside the military, and so he published everything under the pseudonym that we know of as Kenneth Alford.
I mean, that sounds like a reasonable name. It doesn't sound like one of those made-up names.
No.
Like Tom Cruise, for example, which is not a made-up name.
That's right.
I don't know why I looked that up recently. I think it came up with, we did an interview here for I think it was it Rantoul Theater Group that's doing A Few Good Men?
Yeah, I don't know.
The play that turned into the movie that starred Tom Cruise, and it was actually his middle name is Cruise, Thomas Cruise, and I'm not sure how to pronounce the last name. But that's really neither here nor there. So we're talking here about the Community Arts Resource Summer Band and Chorus with Ross Bundy and Rand McFarland. And you played in the summer band last year, Rand, did you?
I did indeed. Well, the inaugural season, that always feels good to do that.
Yeah, well, how did that go?
I think I was very surprised at how well it went to get such a range of talent and interest and particularly distance and travel together, and everybody just worked together and believed the director, and he was very neutral, I would say. He didn't try to compensate for the people who weren't very good or try to do stuff that would satisfy the particularly good musicians. It was a very good effort, I thought. Very enjoyable. Just fun to be with the group and fun to work for the director.
You may have already said this, Ross, and I've forgotten. Is it a once-a-week rehearsal, a couple times a week?
Is it once a week?
And you mentioned that there are going to be some performances already planned. When and where?
So we have three performances. The first is at the Ogden Community Festival, which I believe this is their first year. And so they were really excited to get a band. They're having several bands, but we're the only concert military style band that's actually coming in. That's Friday, the 18th of June, 6:30 to 7, right next to the town hall in the Village of Ogden. The second one will be in the Village of Homer, right before their fireworks display. And the exact time is still up in the air for that, so we'll have to wait. But it'll be Independence Day weekend.
And you'll send me information on all this stuff, so
we'll
be sure to get an account. Maybe we'll have you back and talk it up again.
Okay, that sounds great. And then our end-of-season concert, we're kind of going out on a limb. We normally try to combine with some other venue, but we're going to see if we can pull in an audience on our own for the last concert, and that's Saturday the 14th of August from 7 to 8:30 at the Prince of Peace Lutheran Church in St. Joseph.
Inside.
It's an indoor concert. So we're switching from a military band to more of a concert band sort of format.
Yeah, so you're going to depend on people like Rand to do all the marketing for you.
Yeah, that's right. We do rely on our people very heavily to do the marketing.
Yeah, all the players, particularly when you're doing it, you know, as Rand said, not for glory, guts and glory in this case, but for just the fun of making cartoons. Right.
Yes, clever name. Yeah, it's we are amateurs in the finest sense of that term. Not because we're good musicians, but because we enjoy doing it, and the enthusiasm of the organization carries over to the audience.
And just out of curiosity, what's your profession?
I do accounting at the university here.
And you've been playing trombone how long?
Let's see, Eisenhower was president when I started, so I don't know, 55 years.
Wow. That's a long time of playing. And you've been playing regularly that whole time?
Yes.
I assume you started when you were a kid and...
Fourth grade, Mayfair Elementary School.
And played through college?
High school, college, and then military career, National Guard band's career, up until I passed the maximum age to stay in and kept playing community stuff.
And how does the instrumentation of the band last year, the community band last year, compare to a standard military band that you played in?
The instrumentation was surprisingly well balanced. There was enough people on all the parts. In fact, we had a couple luxury instruments, oboe and bassoon, that a lot of bands don't get people to do. So it was very impressive, I thought, to get those caliber musicians out and just go ahead and play the music.
I like the way you turn that luxury instruments. We're gonna have two of those luxury instruments playing in our studio in just a moment. Both of those, as a matter of fact, oboe and bassoon. Not such a luxury in an orchestra. If you don't have those, you've got a problem. But they can still be hard to get sometimes. What is the audition process? Is it a process, or is there even an audition?
Register? Yeah, there are no auditions. We'll take anybody who wants to play. And amazingly, like last year, Rand was mentioning that, you know, we started off, we were a little conservative with our music. We thought, you know, we're going to have a lot of young musicians. And in fact, we were taking sixth and seventh graders last year into the band. We're not doing that this year unless they're real strong musicians at that age. But we moved from that, you know, maybe even high middle school to low high school music, all the way up to we were playing pieces that were almost at a college level, definitely solid high school level music. And we realized that, you know, people will just blossom if you give them the opportunity. This year we're starting at about middle high school to upper high school, even into college level pieces. But I'm sure that we can do it. Many of our players are coming back from last year, and they did exceptionally well on the challenging pieces that we had last year. So
the experience of last year suggested to your director, who is?
Justin Lee,
who teaches band where?
At Heritage High School. Well, actually, Heritage Middle and High School.
And suggested to him that, gee, we can start at that higher level. And Rand, you were saying while we were playing Colonel Bogey that's not an easy piece.
That's a very difficult piece of music. I don't think it's played as much as it should be because audiences recognize it, but it's in a very difficult key to play that you very seldom see, and it'll be pretty rocky the first couple of times through.
Well, that's what you have rehearsals for.
Exactly. Sometimes you don't have to rehearse some things very long, and some of them, the rehearsal is pretty critical right up to the time you put it on. But it'll be fun. People will enjoy the piece, and they'll learn it, and we'll play it fine.
Well, remind folks of the initial registration, when and where?
So the registration's ongoing. You can register online right now at communityartsresource.org or call me at 217-469-0154. Or you can come to our registration night, which is this Thursday, from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Prince of Peace Lutheran Church in St. Joseph. And that information's online, or you can look it up. Also, the nice thing about coming for the band for the registration this week is that you can pick up your music at the same time. So we've picked out like Colonel Bogey, we know is going to be a harder piece. So we've already pulled it out so that people can start practicing on that even before rehearsals start. So
we've mostly been talking about the band, but again, you're starting a summer chorus. So anybody interested in that? Any voice part? Is there an lower age limit on that one?
That one is middle school. We can pull in younger singers with that. Most people can start singing at any age, and so we can go a little younger with that group. But we're very excited. This will be our first year, our inaugural year for the chorus. And so we're really digging to try to find people for that first year.
And once again, web address, communityartsresource.org.
Dot org.
Ross Bundy is the president of the Community Arts Resource, and Ross McFarland played trombone in the summer band last year, and also the jazz band just this spring. Did you have your concert? Your spring concert, is that already done and gone for the jazz band?
For the jazz band, yeah. We had three concerts. They were phenomenal. I think everyone was really impressed with the caliber of our group, especially being the first year. But we had three very successful concerts.
Good. Well, best of luck for the summer. And everybody who wants to sing and play, sign up. And it sounds like it'll be a great time. Thanks both of you for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
We have coming up a couple of ensembles, chamber ensembles from the East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra, which is giving its spring concert this Sunday evening in Urbana. We'll go out with this portion of Live and Local with one of the pieces that's scheduled to be played by the Community Arts Resource Summer Band, Cartoons. This is from the second suite for band by Gustav Holst. That was the final movement, Fantasy on the Dargason, from the second suite for military band by Gustav Holst, played by the Cleveland Symphonic Winds, conducted by Frederick Fennell. Here on Live and Local on FM 90.9, where our program is made possible with support from World Harvest International and Gourmet Foods on the corner of 6th and University in Champaign, providing Champaign-Urbana with an international selection of chocolates, cheeses, oils, balsamic vinegar, jams, spices, barbecue sauces, and more. World Harvest invites you to join them in supporting public radio. I'm Kevin Kelly. I'm the host of the show, and I'm very pleased to have in front of me and sort of around me nine of my favorite people. They are all musicians in the East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra. And the orchestra is giving its spring concert this coming Sunday at 7:30 at Follinger Auditorium on the University of Illinois Quad. And it is a free program. It's going to have a lot of variety on it. And I am the disclaimer here is that I am the conductor of the group, but I'm always glad to encourage people to go out and hear these guys, because guys and girls, because they're terrific. And you're going to hear a sample of that, a few samples of that on the show today, because we have two of those ensembles. The string quartet is going to play first, and we have the wind quintet. They just gave a wonderful concert along with the brass quintet from the orchestra last Monday. And we always have a rather small turnout for that, usually some parents and a few friends. And the orchestra concert always has many more. And we always would love to see even more community members, because I've had plenty of people tell me that they, you know, maybe who came to the concert for the first time and they said, well, I was expecting, you know, kids playing this stuff, it's going to sound like, eh. And they came away thinking, good grief, that was virtual professional level on some of this music. And I think that we've got a lot of that sort of quality for you on the program Sunday. Let's just begin with some playing, because I want to make sure you all get a chance to play. One of you in the string quartet, I'll introduce the whole quartet. Hee Jae Kim is on the first violin. Tirza Azire is playing the second violin. Elizabeth Allen plays viola, and Claire Liu is the cellist in the group. And why don't one of you tell us what you're going to be playing, and why you picked this piece. Who picked it, for that matter? They're all staring at each other. Who's going to talk? Well, somebody do it and speak loudly.
So we're going to play string quartet in D minor by Franz Schubert, also known unofficially as Death and the Maiden.
Why is it known that way? Is that?
Death and the Maiden was a melody taken from something else he wrote, and he sort of worked it into this quartet.
Yeah.
It is a song above that name, and it's very depressing. And did you guys pick the song, pick the piece, or did your coach pick the piece? Sun Young Shin coaches them. She's a graduate student at the University of Illinois.
She picked out, well, we talked about different, she picked out a bunch of different songs for us to play, and then we just ran through a couple of them, and this is the one that we chose.
And why did you choose this one?
Because it's... It was better than the other ones.
What were the other ones?
I don't know.
We ran a couple of Mendelssohn quartets, a Borodin. But I like that this one's really dramatic.
Yeah, it is that. And you like the dark emotion, is that it? Tirza's nodding. Yeah,
we're very dark people.
As they're all grinning their faces off. All right, well, here, let's hear it. This is the first movement we're hearing. From the Death and the Maiden Quartet of Schubert, the string quartet from the Central Illinois Youth Orchestra on Live and Local.
Thank you. Thank you.
the opening movement of Franz Schubert's quartet known as Death and the Maiden for its use of the tune from that song of the same name. To be honest, I forget which movement it's used in. Second movement, Claire Lou says. Claire is the cellist of the orchestra, and you are at University High School, mm-hmm. University Laboratory High School is a full name. Elizabeth Allen is the violist, and you also go to uni, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Claire, you're what year?
I'm a junior.
You're a junior. You'll be a senior next year, Liz.
And
you're
I'm a senior.
Graduating.
Yep.
After how many years in the youth orchestra?
I think it's almost six. Almost 6 years.
No kidding. You might be the longest term member in this orchestra.
I think I am, actually. Maybe also Heejay has been in here for a long time.
How long, Heejay?
Maybe 6 or 7.
Yeah.
You took a year off, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bad girl. Heejay Kim is the first violinist in the quartet and also co-concertmaster with Tirza Aesire, who is playing second on this piece in the quartet. Tirza, you're homeschooled
mm-hmm.
in, where do you live, Muhammad?
Yes.
Muhammad. And Heejay, you're also graduating senior at Centennial High School in Champaign. Congratulations to our graduates. And Heejay, you commented to me when I asked everybody, you know, would you be willing and able to come on the show today to help promote the Youth Orchestra concert. He said, I don't know if we're ready to play for such a big audience. Should I tell you how big the audience was you just played for? Probably 4,000 or 5,000 people.
I'm glad I didn't know that before.
Yeah, now the Youth Orchestra, the Wind Quintet, the Wind Quintet is under pressure. I don't know, what's your assessment? I thought you played this a little better today than even at the concert last Monday.
Yeah, I think so.
I thought you did a great job of it. Tell me a little bit, we're going to switch seats here in just a moment, but tell me a little bit about your rehearsal process and what sort of things you got from the coaching. Sun Young Shin is your coach, doctoral student at the University of Illinois. I'm curious about that.
Well, we rehearsed about an hour, a little more than an hour, after every youth orchestra rehearsal, so... And then sometimes we met by ourselves, but mm-hmm. usually it was with the coach, and we would just go through different sections, and she would stop us every couple measures and make us repeat over and over and over again.
Yeah.
What sort of things was she after? What was she trying to get you to do?
To be together, play together, communicate.
She had this weird saying. She would say, "Play pretty, guys." I'm not really sure what that meant, but...
It probably meant exactly what she said.
Okay.
Always play with a beautiful sound, I imagine. What other sorts of things did you get from the coaching?
Like a lot of cueing each other.
Cueing each other.
Right.
Which you do how?
Well, we make a big motion, and she always told us to make a bigger motion. And each of us had to cue each other all the time.
Breathing together.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a lot of eye contact going on all the way through the quartet, you know, different of you looking at each, different ones of you at different times. That must have been a big part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it certainly paid off. You did a great job with this. And it's a wonderful piece. Wonderful piece.
Thank you.
String Quartet from the East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra. The orchestra will give its spring concert this Sunday evening at 7:30 at Follinger Auditorium on the University of Illinois Quad. And we're going to make a switch from the string quartet to the woodwind quintet. And while we do that, I'm going to run down a few other performances that you can go see and hear in our listening area. The Sangamon Valley Community Orchestra, which is a program of the Sangamon Valley Youth Symphony Program, is performing tomorrow night at 7:30 in Springfield at the Hoagland Center for the Arts. Red Molly is a bluegrass and folk group visiting our area. They're going to be performing at the Independent Media Center in downtown Urbana tomorrow night at 7:30. And I do hope that we're able to have an interview with one of their members on tomorrow's show. So looking forward to that. And Donnie Heitler is doing his usual solo jazz piano gig tomorrow night at 6 o'clock in Urbana at the Great Impasta. There's a program called The Parting Kiss, Music from the Titanic, at the Mills Breast Cancer Institute on the main Carl Clinic campus. in Urbana Thursday, a free program at noon. And also in Bloomington, at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts, tonight and tomorrow, it's a play called David and Lisa, a play by James Reach based on a novel by Theodore Isaac Rubin, from an award-winning motion picture of that name. It's been adapted for the stage, and it's retelling the story of two mentally disturbed adolescents and shows their progress, retrogression, and more, and ends up with the hope of a new beginning. And I give it that long introduction because this is a project of a very interesting collective, mostly of young people in Bloomington, called the McLean County Diversity Project. And again, those performances tonight and tomorrow, 7 o'clock, David and Lisa at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. Today's program on FM 90.9 is made possible with support from The Great Impasta, a family-owned restaurant serving foods from northern Italy for more than 25 years. The Great Impasta, Lincoln Square in downtown Urbana. More information is available at 359-7377. And I have before me now the Woodwind Quintet from the East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra. It's always a bit of a misnomer, that term. Sometimes it's simply called a wind quintet, which is probably more accurate because only 3 of the instruments here are made of wood, the oboe, the bassoon, and the clarinet. Flutes used to be, but not anymore if they're playing modern one, and the horn never was. Well, probably was a long, 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 long time ago, but too long to even that before a wind quintet even existed. The players here are Emily Otness on the flute and Jane Chu on oboe, Rebecca Salo playing the French horn, and Annie or Ariana Valocchi is the bassoonist, and Cameron LaShore is clarinetist. Cameron just actually graduated early from Urbana High School. Annie, you are a
junior,
also at Urbana High School, mm-hmm. and Emily, a sophomore at Urbana High School. So Urbana takes the honors for this group. And Jane, you're
a junior
at
Central
High School. And Rebecca, I'm blanking which school you're at.
Freshman at Centennial.
Freshman at Centennial High School in Champaign. This group happens to represent mostly Champaign-Urbana, but the East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra does represent a great many schools throughout Champaign-Urbana and also elsewhere in our listening area. I should mention that auditions are going on now for the fall, and we've got lots and lots of openings on all instruments, always particularly strings, especially basses and percussionists. So if anyone listening happens to be in high school or a very talented middle school student, or if you're a parent of such person, or if you're a teacher of such person, please go to the Conservatory of Central Illinois website. It is conservatorycentralil.org, and look for the audition information. The auditions coming up are the 5th and 6th of June, and that'll be for next fall. You guys did a splendid job at the concert last Monday for the ensembles, and I heard the part of the debate on Sunday of what you might be playing now. What did you decide to do?
We decided to play the Adagio and the Rondo from Quintet written by Beethoven.
Excellent choice.
Thank you.
Let's let you get started and make sure you can get both those pieces in. Wind Quintet from the East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra here in Live and Local.
Thank you.
Those were the last two movements, right?
We skipped a minuet in the
middle. You skipped a minuet in the middle. So the second and fourth movements from Beethoven's quintet for winds, played by the Wind Quintet of the East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra. Emily Otness, flutist. Jane Oboe. Jane Chu. We'll just call you Jane Oboe Chu. Obviously the oboist. Rebecca Salo on horn. Annie Volokhi is the bassoonist, and Cameron LaShore on the clarinet. What do you guys, and you can, any of you speak about this, but what do you find particularly either different or challenging playing in a quintet like this versus playing in the full orchestra, full youth orchestra?
There's no conductor, so we have to follow each other.
And is that easier or harder?
It's harder. We had to work a lot with communication. That was the biggest thing.
Yeah. Like, for me, it was really hard, like, to cue. I really didn't like to cue because, like, I don't know, it was something I wasn't used to. So I had to learn how to cue.
Actually leading somebody else?
Right.
Yeah. Conducting ain't so easy, is it?
With your instrument,
that's right, while you're playing. Yeah, what else?
Well, you have to really learn how to be part of a team. You can't leave anyone hanging. When there's only five people playing, you all have to make sure that you're playing together, and you really realize when there's so few people, you know, if you're slowing down in a song, if you're not keeping a steady tempo, when there's not someone up on a podium showing you where it's at.
Yeah, it's up to you. And of course, you darn well better know your part, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you better head in a full orchestra as well, but...
There's no one to cover you if you're not stepping up to the plate.
Nobody at all, that's right. Other thoughts?
Stu, our coach called these parts nasty parts because they're really hard, but, like, we work together so much, we practice a lot, so...
Yeah, you guys have been working all year long.
Yeah.
You initially worked with both of your coaches were bassoonists, as it happens. Terry Meyer initially, yeah, and Stuart Potter, who is a graduate student at I think he's still a graduate student at the University of Illinois.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's student teaching right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, what were some of the stuff that he tried to get you to work on? You know, in the coaching sessions.
Expression, togetherness.
We worked a lot on communication. He trusted us to get the technical parts down, but when we came together, we really worked on playing as a unit and melding ourselves together into one unified sound.
I've done a nice job of that. I want to say particular congratulations to the one graduating senior in this group, who is Cameron LaShore. You've already graduated, and have you decided where you're going in the fall?
Yes, I'm going to the University of Illinois.
You are?
Yes.
As a music major?
Yes, performance.
In clarinet performance. Congratulations. And the Youth Orchestra concert is this coming Sunday evening at 7:30 in the Follinger Auditorium on the University of Illinois Quad. It's our first time playing in that space. I'll be very interested to see how that works. The concert is free, and we are looking for anybody who is interested in hearing some really talented young people. The program includes quite a lot of music and features our concerto winner this year, who is flutist Gina Jung, who is a freshman at
Centennial
High School in Champaign. And she is playing with the string section of the orchestra. And then, curious if any of you have favorites from the rest of the music. We're playing an overture by Otto Nicolai called To the Merry Wives of Windsor. Anybody have that as your favorite piece on the program?
That's my favorite piece.
Oh, three wind players, and one of them hates it. All right. The march called American Salute, based on Johnny Carmichael. Like that one, Morton Gould. What else have we got? A Duke Ellington medley?
Mm-hmm. I like that one, too.
Emily likes everything. Is that,
yeah.
EJ likes that? Are you just waving your bow around? What else have we got in the program?
Rimsky-Korsakov.
Capriccio Espanol, right.
I love that one.
Like
it's really
one.
Hard, but it's really
it's very hard.
Piece.
The First Essay for Orchestra by Samuel Barber.
That's my favorite.
That's Elizabeth's favorite.
Definitely.
I know at least one violinist who thought that was, and it's challenging. What am I forgetting? I'm forgetting something.
You're forgetting.
Well, you'll have to come to the concert and find out, because I can't remember it. Thank you all very much for coming on the show. You did a great job. Get a good representation
Thank
of the Youth
you.
Orchestra and its talent. And enjoy going back to school, except for Cameron. And it is Live and Local on FM 90.9. We're going to have more classical music for you in just a minute.